This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaylen Brown on game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals tonight, 7 p.m. Boston, New York. Talked earlier about the rivalry and whether it ever existed, whether it still exists, whether that is old head thinking or what.
But I think it's more old head thinking than anything. You know, I think that, you know, as players, they, you know, they look at rivalries as a player and go, okay, we hear the old heads beating the drum, so we just go out there, we're politically correct. But do you really think that they look at the Knicks as a rivalry for them?
Don't know that players,
yeah,
because of the way now that they're all best buds and all played together AAU-wise or whatever. I don't think that they look at anybody as a rival, like the way that, you know, I have Celtic City on the brain, so recency bias, but the way those guys hated other guys, like, I don't think anybody hates anybody anymore.
Like, there was bad blood during the Magic series because of what happened. I think that there was some bad blood, whether it was Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, like, guys were getting chippy by that point, but as soon as that series was over, those guys could see each other out, and there's no issue.
But that, you know, that I mean, I would imagine, I don't know, maybe there was a little bit more disdain for, like, because they used to get really physical and violent. Like, I don't think Robert Parrish was hanging out with Bill Laimbeer back in the day, and I also think
They couldn't, like Moses Malone, like they could not stand Moses Malone,
right.
And I think that the docuseries I watched, the one about Mobutu, that they legit hated LeBron. I mean, those guys with that game, and I'm so glad it was chronicled, the game seven in the second round of the 07-08 playoffs against the Cavs is one of the more underrated moments in Boston sports history. Paul Pierce took that team on his shoulders in that game.
Yeah.
I was there. It was unbelievable. LeBron was brilliant. The game was like, it was just such a, and there was so much on the line. And the Celtics win that game. And that was, and for my money, game, what was the game they came back? Was that game four of the NBA Finals when they were down 24 points?
Yes.
Those two games are the ones that stand out the most.
I had forgotten that Doc had done that whole thing with that team when they were playing the Lakers regular season, and asked them for $100 and then put it up in the ceiling tile.
That was really cool.
In the locker room. I had forgotten that whole thing.
How cool was the Doc Duck Boat Parade before the season? Like, I don't know. I know Doc has his detractors and he hasn't been perfect, but he was the perfect guy for that team. And I actually have to give Pitino some credit. Like, I didn't know that he offered to Paul Pierce to leave Boston. Like, that's kind of a nice thing to do, a guy that I think is heartless.
Right.
I mean, to go to Paul Pierce after the stabbing and say, if you want to play somewhere else, and then it's, you know, also adds to the lore of Paul Pierce, a guy that, you know, didn't want to leave, wanted to win here, and eventually did. And
so you're through, you got through, you get through episode nine, so you're through everything.
Yeah.
And I
it's awesome. I want to think of ways it's not great. It's a brilliant.
No, it's
awesome.
Really
no. And you know, credit where credit is due. And you know, Curtis, I don't need tickets for this evening or anything. So Wick being so upfront and willing to give Brad Stevens the opportunity when he had never done it before,
right?
I think deserves a little bit of credit.
Yeah, and I think when you look at what Wick was doing in far as giving Brad that opportunity, and then Brad, I think I give Brad a lot of credit for he was a good coach, but he might have struggled with just managing the egos because he comes from Butler. It's a little bit different down there. You probably don't get the top recruits in the country, so you don't really have to deal with egos at that level. Then you get to the NBA, and it's all about egos, and it's really about managing them. So he does a good job with it, but still kind of struggles with it. And then when he makes his move into the transition of being in the front office, that's really kind of where he's hit his stride and made some great moves. And give Ainge some credit, too, because Ainge kind of took the opposite approach of Red Auerbach holding on to the agent superstars.
Well, yeah, but because Red was willing to do it to him. Like, Red was willing to get rid of him, so he kind of learned that lesson that way.
We also can't – I mean, Danny Ainge with the third pick in consecutive years getting Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Absent that, there is none of this. Like, none of it matters
if
you don't get those two guys.
And the fans booing that Jaylen Brown pick.
Right.
Because I think at that point in time, they talked about a lot of people didn't expect him to be going there. And he saw something, and he went with it, and it worked out great. And then they didn't really get into much, but then he puts together a team where he's able to get Kyrie. And so you initially, before the Gordon Hayward injury, you're like, wow, this team could – you got the two young superstars, Kyrie, you got Gordon Hayward, you got Al Horford, and, you know, that didn't work out. But the thing about the rivalry thing I think is more important – is because you look at it in Celtic City a little bit, it's like they win, we win. They win, we win. But when you look at like the Knicks, it's like we win, we win, we win, we win, we win.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean that with the Lakers, it's, you know, and it was that way with the 76ers.
Yeah.
And it was, you're right. It was back and forth.
Right.
And yeah.
And even with the Cavs,
there's not a lot of that.
Maybe not the Cavs so much, but maybe the LeBron teams.
LeBron.
It was kind of like back and forth. Even when he went to the Miami thing was interesting. Because the Ray Allen stuff was very interesting. Because I was like, Ray Allen's a traitor. And they kind of felt the same way. But I got Ray's point from kind of hearing him where they were trying to trade him the year before. And he just, Rondo, when Doc says, well, now it's got to be a big four. And, you know.
Ray Allen was like, nope, it's the big three.
Yeah, he wasn't really feeling that.
Rondo has not earned big four status yet.
But they were. And hopefully, that's why I said I had a lead last week. They were such underachievers in the sense that they only won one championship. And I agree with what they said, that the following season, if KG doesn't get hurt, they probably win the championship too that year. So they come away with two. But the fact that they only came away with one during that 5-6 year run, hopefully this Celtics team goes, all right, who knows how long our run's going to be. Let's really take advantage of this season and win in another one.
Curtis, now that you're done with it, where do you rank it sports doc-wise on your list?
Oof. Well, I just selfishly, I have all the Brady ones ahead of it, just for personal preference. But I would say it is neck and neck with 4 Days in October.
I was going to ask about that.
4 Days in October.
Ahead of The Last Dance for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I love Jordan, The Last Dance was great, but I think that thing got a little bit of pandemic bias. We were so thirsty for sports. Like I haven't gone back and rewatched it, but I just the ways in which they talk with everybody and they are able to give details and stories that we thought we knew up, you know, back and forth. It's awesome. It's really great. I don't even think you have to be a Celtics fan to enjoy it. It's excellent. It's really excellent. I think Doc's great. I think Patino's really good. I think the Red stuff was fascinating. I didn't realize he never actually moved here. Like, things like that. It's just, could you imagine? You live in D.C. and you're going back and forth?
Yeah.
Anyway, excellent.
Like, a lot of that, you know, a lot of that stuff in documentaries can be, you know, overplayed or for drama.
Right.
But you do get... Like, you do get an understanding of, like, Tommy Heinsohn called it the, you know, compared it to La Cosa Nostra.
Yes.
You know, this thing of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it does run through the organization. It has run through the organization. Like Paul Pierce talking about how he believes like he is on this team, even
right.
though he's not
right.
playing for these guys.
That's still, that right connection's now. Still there.
It's like, sort of like a college thing. It feels like once yeah. you, because you never really leave your college. Paul Pierce roots for Kansas. Like the where you go, it stays with you.
Yeah.
The Celtics, no matter how long you're here, it feels like there is this connective tissue that brings everybody back together.
And it's funny, all the Celtics, you know, not all of them, but a good like portion of some of the Celtics greats never wanted to be Celtics. Like, you know,
yeah.
you talked about Paul Pierce. He was like, I hated the Celtics right. as a Lakers fan.
It was either a draft or a trade.
Yeah. Tatum crying watching right. the Celtics win.
Yeah. Well, Kobe.
They basically say when it comes to black athletes that Al Horford
the only one.
Was the first high profile to choose
right.
to play here.
Right. And even at that point in time, and I, you know, when you remember when they signed Al Horford, I think it was like $120 million deal. It was like really good money. But even Al was kind of like, he wasn't like considered one of the elites of the elites. Like if you would have got like a guy like KD, that level of where he was versus yeah. where Al was is like, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
And to think that like some of the, that was the interesting point. Like, damn, when you really look at it, like all the great black players that they have were either trade or guys that they drafted. And a lot of them didn't want to come here. Like Tatum was like, please don't draft me,
yeah,
Boston.
Yeah. All right, well, game one tonight. You can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Do we have, I know we're getting the Hill Notes. Do we have time quick to squeeze in influencers in the news before we get to trending, please? Is that okay? Okay.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, this past weekend, it was F1 weekend in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was there.
And unfortunately, a $4.5 million yacht that was full of influencers sank over the weekend. These
Would
ladies.
You say the boat was under the influencer?
Hey, guys. Come to Miami.
These influencers had rented the $4.5 million Lamborghini yacht, and unfortunately paid no attention to the capacity restrictions.
Yeah.
You know, 8 to 10, okay, 30, 35, 40 female influencers on a yacht when nobody knows how to pilot said yacht, a real problem. So they had to be rescued. Many of them continued, though, to TikTok during the rescue, Courtney.
Yes, yeah,
which
yeah,
is
yeah.
very important.
We have a lot of content from this, which is good.
They were also, several of them, able to save, and this is very important, with or without life preservers, able to save several bottles of Cazazul tequila that were on the yacht, Curtis.
Yeah.
That goes for like $300-$400 a bottle, so I'm glad they were able to get away with that.
Doesn't the inflatable device seem redundant on the women?
I mean, isn't it, and wow. I hate to be on the influencer side here,
uh-huh.
isn't it on the boat company
okay.
that rented it to them to say, sorry, capacity?
Too many people?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I don't think so.
Kind
well,
of
whoever's
huge.
Driving the boat to say, hey, listen,
right.
we might have too many in the back. Let's
right.
try to get some people to the front.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying it was top heavy?
Right.
That's what it looks like. Or in this case, back heavy.
Yeah.
All
hey
the BBLs to the front.
We're sinking, guys. God.
Oh, just gotta be careful out there.
Thank you, Bubs.
I would love to be there for that.
Yeah.
Imagine the owner of that boat.
Oh, that sucks.
That's gotta be.
Did they save the boat at least?
No, or I don't think so.
Oh, it fully went sank.
Well, I don't know. Why are they adding water on top? I'm sure there's a reason, but.
I don't know.
Probably to keep the, like, they probably blew the engines out or whatever. Right. I mean, it's a $4.5 million yacht,
right.
and the thing is finished, yeah. thanks to the influencers.
Man.
But they got good content, I'm sure.
For sure.
All right, here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox drop 1 to Minnesota, 5-4. The Sox were up 3-1 heading into the 7th, so another blown late lead by the bullpen and dropping that series. The Sox are off tonight before turning their attention to the Rangers, who are here in Boston. That series starts tomorrow. And over the weekend, the Sox lost Tristan Cassis to a left patellar tendon tear. The Sox released a statement yesterday saying that he underwent successful left patellar tendon repair surgery. Celtics kick off round 2 tonight against the Knicks at the TD Garden. Clean injury report heading into this one. Tip is at 7. Greg, I know you said that you don't need tickets. Does that mean that you are going?
I am not going tonight.
Oh, okay.
Nope. No jinx.
All right. There you go.
No jinx. We're getting into the important games here. And
yeah.
We will. I bet there'll be a bunch of Red Sox guys there, though, because they are off tonight.
So. For sure. Are you going, Wiggy?
No, I'm not going tonight. Okay. No, I'm not going. I haven't put out the bat call yet.
Save it.
I am saving it.
All right. NBA playoff games last night. The Warriors take that series against the Rockets, taking game 7, 103-89 to move on to the second round. And speaking of the second round, the Pacers take game 1 against the Cavs, 121-112 in Cleveland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, Winnipeg takes the series against the Blues. They won in double overtime, 4-3. And the NHL draft lottery is tonight. Depending on the outcome, the Bruins can pick between number 1 or number 7. The Bees have the 5th best shot at landing that top pick with an 8.5% chance. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 55 degrees in Boston. Feels like 48. Cloudy skies. Afternoon high, 57.
Happy May the 5th all day long. Jones and Keefe coming up in half an hour. Jones on the personal text machine earlier suggesting that Sunset Grill and or Cantina, the best nachos for the win.
I went there with Jones when we worked together in like 2006. Great pulled pork nachos. Phenomenal.
Really? Yep. Okay. All right. Well, those guys coming up momentarily. And a lot to talk about. Game 1 for the Celtics, which I was alerted earlier. This is good news for Celtics fans, but a little bit surprising to me. You can get in for just a little over $100 tonight, Curtis.
Yeah, 2 balcony seats together, 110 apiece.
Wow,
no, not bad. Yeah.
Interesting.
Not it's, bad
is
at
that
all.
Like, is that Celtics win fatigue or no interest? You would think the New Yorkers would be hopping in the vehicle and rolling down here to watch. And
Do you think part of it is the? I mean, I guess the
economy.
Well, no, the opponent maybe not being as formidable as a. As an opponent, you would think, like,
still,
do you think a lot of people think the Celtics are going to handle the Knicks?
It's still a playoff game, though, and, like, you want to get in at some point. Can I ask for, wow, and honestly, like, Section 9, which I find to be a good area, it's, like, right near the media section.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. $259.
Yeah.
Can good I ask deals. For a douche move ruling?
Yes.
I was informed that my husband had gotten his hands on 3 tickets, and he invited 2 of his friends that are Knicks fans to go to the game.
Instead of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I said, I found out that his two friends are coming in for the night.
How did you not mention this? Like,
I've been debating it all morning, but
somebody found their nuts. I'm delighted about
it. No. So he's like, oh, yeah, CJ and Tim are going to come in for the game. I know that they're big Knicks fans. I'm like, oh, did CJ get the tickets? And he's like, oh, I got the tickets. And I said, you didn't think that maybe your wife?
Wow.
That is a real problem. Didn't even ask if you were available.
Nothing.
Right.
Just Ariba.
Especially on your favorite holiday.
Didn't even say, like, are you interested?
Is he making the crunch wraps before he goes?
Oh, no, he just told me he has a meeting tonight, so no crunch wraps are happening either. He's not going tonight. He's going Wednesday.
Oh, he's going Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday's game. Oh. But, like, we have an understanding because he always jumps to this. He gets a lot of tickets through work. It's very nice. And I always say, invite your friends for the regular season.
Right.
He gets so many. There's sometimes late games.
Right.
I would rather watch those on TV. But it is said we have an understanding that if it's a playoff game,
you're first on
I'm
the list.
First.
Right.
Right.
Should
apparently
be
you.
You're not.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Should be you and then who? Then what do you say, 3 total?
Yeah, you got 3 total.
Yeah, so the other one should be one of his homeboys.
Wow. Sounds like Santo is a bros before you know what. kind of guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Definitely. Especially when it comes to sporting events.
It's really...
Right? Yeah.
But Courtney, they're coming to sit this one out. Into town. And I don't know where they're staying. They're not staying at our apartment.
Wow. Probably staying at the hotel.
But maybe he gets a little bit of a break because they are coming into town for the game.
No, he gets no break for that.
Because he invited them.
Wife always gets first dibs, though.
And they're probably staying at a hotel with the money they saved on the tickets.
Yeah, always first dibs, especially if you know that the wife is interested in going to a playoff game. Always
great,
first.
Honestly, great power move by him, though. Like, seizing complete control back in the relationship.
I couldn't believe it.
Courtney, you know what I would do? I would reach out to Sully and say, hey, you got two tickets laying around. Get better seats and then go.
That's true. Mm.
You go with the ladies.
No, take one of your male friends. That'll really put the screws to
Maybe you and Ken could go. Bonding.
Maybe if you guys get good tickets on Wednesday... From your plug, you'll invite me.
Why don't you bring that dude who goes to every one of your bachelorette parties?
TJ?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be interested, but maybe. Yeah, he's a Celtics fan.
He's a Celtics fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll really put the screws to him. Yeah. You know what this means? He's got Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You should have him sleep on the couch.
That guy gets invited to every bachelorette party.
He's been my best friend since high school, but we went to BC together as well. So then all my BC friends.
But he's the only guy.
Yeah.
He's in there with the ladies.
I mean,
can I quickly change the subject? So I have another
in the same bed.
Another interesting tidbit. We're talking about free tickets. Ken came in. I said, how was the concert? By the way, Ken looks bleary-eyed today.
It was probably late.
It looked kind of Miz. It was raining.
Yeah, so I don't know how it was.
If you love AC/DC, you don't care whether it's raining or not.
According to Ken, he called our own Jackson and said, would you like to go to AC/DC tonight?
Uh-huh.
Jack said no.
Wow. Really?
Did he?
Okay.
Which seems like, I mean, that is shocking.
Wow.
A free ticket to see AC/DC?
Yeah.
For a guy that's been in classic rock forever?
Mm. And wasn't Ken inside, so you didn't have to worry about the rock?
It didn't look like he was inside.
Oh, okay.
From his Instagram story. Mm.
I think he had 3 beers, which is wild night for Kenny.
This is Jay from South Boston. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I gotta say something. Coco, you know I love you, but God, Ariba, can we season it up a little bit?
I know.
All right? It's like when people go into the restaurant and, you know, they
Ariba,
hit with the grassy
Ariba.
Ass. It's like... Just season it up a little bit,
I know,
Courtney.
Jay, I'm not good at, like, rolling my eyes. Because it would be the I, right? Or the R?
No, you roll the R.
Yeah, the R.
Arriba, arriba.
Yeah. Arriba.
There you go. Arriba.
I don't know how to do that. Arriba, arriba.
You know what I wanted to ask? Because obviously you guys know the history better than I do. And Kashan came back with Daddy Yankee, I believe that was, playing. Correct, Sean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. And... Cinco de Mayo, is that all the Latinos?
No. It's just Mexico.
Okay.
Shime has been slightly off on a lot of
regions. Because I'm like,
hold on. Shime's been slightly off. We asked for recommendations. I took in all these recommendations for people, and I played them.
Okay.
I'm playing reggaeton.
Just because somebody, if somebody said, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, can you play some Rammstein? Would you do it, or would you try to get a little background on the band?
Well, I know Rammstein's not speaking Spanish, Greg.
Okay, but like in many cases, you're playing artists.
Coming from the guy who asked
that,
for a song called Mexican Radio, like I've never even heard of that song.
I asked for that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Well, that's more relatable.
But that's it's Mexican independence. Right. That's what Cinco de Mayo is.
You're playing like Puerto Rican and Dominicanized on the
So
that's why.
It's
culturally offensive to some.
Okay. Well, if you want more Mexican artists, then send me Mexican artists.
Well,
I don't know what you want from me.
I think you should be looking
up. Is Mambo Number 5 a Spanish song?
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Really?
If it were, it'd be Mambo Number 5.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you should be looking up. It should be more Mexican. That's why when I said play Kid Frost, I was like, okay, that's for the Chicanos. Right?
I played that for you. I got you.
So the Mexican. And then when I was like, wait a second, I'm hearing Daddy Yankee.
Right.
And I'm hearing like.
And Gasolina is a good song. Middle school, Courtney had a dance to it with some friends.
Right.
But what Shime is doing
You should break that out when Santo goes out with the boys.
And hold on.
It's essentially the
No, radio, I'm not going to be thrown under the bus for
it's
this.
Essentially the radio producer version of wearing a sombrero right. to a frat party on Cinco de Mayo is yeah. what you're doing.
That is what you're
coming
doing.
From the room, not Wiggy, but the room of you two who said, yeah, play Despacito by a Puerto Rican artist.
Can't do that. That's why I wanted to
double
check.
So you're blaming me for all this when I'm not the one who even requested all of these songs.
That's why I was double checked. Maybe come back with Booyah Tribe.
Okay.
That's
why I was like double check because I was like, wait a second, these are like Puerto Rican artists, Dominican artists, and I was like, does Cinco de Mayo?
Bitty bitty boom boom, you should do that. That is a Mexican song.
Okay,
have you heard it?
I think I have heard that.
Yeah.
Chime, can we get the Hill Notes? They are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then call Coleman.
It's electric.
Arriba, arriba. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone.
Is it still a big deal? Like, do a lot of people go out when it's on a Monday?
Oh, yeah.
So people will go out this afternoon and get margs and tacos. Yeah.
Every Mexican restaurant is going to be jammed. Right. Arriba, arriba.
I would say, Greg, loco is going to be loco.
They say it's Chris Jones' birthday. It's Rocco and Twitch's birthday, too. Those SOBs are going to have a good time.
Okay, happy birthday, Rocco.
Rocco.
HBD, Rocco.
Okay.
A band that wasn't that popular. Are you out of your mind, you idiot? You ever heard a song called Why Can't We Be Friends? Spill the Wine? Look up the views, bud. Reason number 10,042 as to why Shine still stinks. Eric Burden and War, you moron.
I love how I get accosted for that. Greg didn't even know who it was when I played the song. Why do I always catch the flack?
What you just said was fraudulent. I was able to guess the. I didn't know the song
with a hint.
Yeah,
you were able to guess the artist.
But you brought up their hit.
Yeah,
and I was able to name the artist like that. And top what of
I
the head.
But was I wrong when I said their biggest hit was Lowrider? You even confirmed it. You said yeah that's their big hit.
He's talking about the singer of the band.
Okay.
Is a guy named Eric Burden.
Okay. The 70s. You expect. Why does this guy who thinks I stink every day expect me to know everything that happened in the 70s, 30 or 20 years before I was born?
Do you know what other band Eric Burden was the lead singer of?
No, Greg, I don't.
The Animals. Ever heard of them? Hit after hit.
I think I might know one song.
House of the Rising Sun.
I do know that one, yep.
Perhaps. Wow. Sky Pilot.
Definitely don't know that one.
Alrighty. Well, it's been a nice run.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
Nope.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Nope.
Do, 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 do.
There's got to be gin in this building somewhere.
So was Eric Burden, was he a...
singer in War?
Latino singer?
He was not a... No.
Oh, so he just kind of saw the whole lowrider thing?
He saw the lowrider thing and he's like I got to...
The lowrider culture?
I got to take advantage of this.
All right, yeah. I didn't know if he was, you know...
Yes, he did, yes.
Holy crap, nobody cares how many pieces of pizza Shime can eat in a given night. Man, move on. Move on, please.
All right. Good morning.
Over under
having a conversation. It's all
12 slices.
Yeah.
Over under.
Well over 12. I'm betting
the Trading Post in a couple weeks. Trading Post Lounge in Bourne. Shime over under on bar pizza slices 12.
Oh yeah, I could get 12.
Let me give you a little adult education, numbnuts. The definition of empathy is the action of understanding. Being aware of, being sensitive to, and vicariously experiencing the feelings, thoughts, and experiences of others. So at Wachusett Mountain, you are coming back from the rehab in Westminster, which helped save your life. So I was trying to be empathetic, and you took it such the wrong way. Of course, though, you arrogant, pompous, spoiled brat. I'm done. I won't be sensitive and empathetic to you at all. I'm going to come after you every time you're ignorant. How are your Lakers doing? Numb nuts!
That's a rivalry right there.
Yeah.
It's heating
up, too.
That is definitely a rivalry.
I feel like it might get violent.
Yeah.
I don't think
it might come to blows.
I feel like somebody's going to say, let's step outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get to that point.
But have you ever been in a fist fight, Curtis?
I have not.
No, I don't think so.
Just my head hitting the floor.
Yeah. Right, here's a little bit of advice for you if you ever do. Swing first.
Yeah.
Courtney, you ruined your lead about the Met Gala mentioning that LeBron James and Brittany Griner will be there. Nobody wants to see those two bozos.
I don't know. I think LeBron will probably have a sick outfit.
All right.
Yeah. That's really what it's about.
All right. 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah. And I was trying to explain to Wiggy. Wiggy was asking what goes on once they go inside.
Nothing.
Well, if you've seen Ocean's 8, it's loosely based off of the Met Gala.
It's been so long.
No, yes, it is.
What do you mean it's based off of the Met Gala?
Anne Hathaway's character is going to the Met Gala.
I know, but that's not the plot of the film. It's a heist film.
But they're robbing the Met.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, robbing the Met, not the Met Gala.
At the Met Gala. Oh,
All right. I know, but that's not what the movie's based.
Yes, it is.
It's been so long.
Ocean's 8 is about the women are robbing the Met during the Met Gala.
You're trying to give the Met Gala some sort of credibility.
All right.
I'm just trying to connect with Wiggy because I know that you like heist movies.
I didn't know if there was any.
You remember Tom Brady used to go to it all the time?
Yeah, no. I was asking her what goes on inside. I was like.
And it's just a dinner. And they do the dinner portion of the Met is when they do the heist.
I didn't know if it was like an award show.
People wear outrageous fashion outfits.
Yeah, I know that.
I remember Tom Brady.
Yep, I remember Brady goes.
Right. Like, I'm assuming that probably Bill and Jordan will be there tonight.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm assuming.
That'd be interesting.
That would be.
Can you imagine if Bill shows up in some kind of fashion forward outfit for the Met Gala this evening?
I saw this great column from the Raleigh News Observer or something, and the guy said that as long as we're talking about the Jordan brand and not the Jordan brand, North Carolina's in deep trouble because the people are restless.
And did you
in
see
North
that?
Carolina.
And in this is reported. I don't know if it's true, but there is reports that she forced her way into the Dunkin's commercial from the Super Bowl.
Yes. Oh wow.
I mean,
also reporting that LeBron, this is from a texter who knows, his outfit, he has Bronny in a backpack on it when he carries him in tonight.
Like the kid. A baby Bjorn?
Yeah, with the parents carrying their kids. Yeah. That's what those are called. Yeah.
Or like
he's got to put it to the front, though.
Like one of those little dogs like that the influencers have. He's like Bronny. Bronny's under his jacket. He's like petting Bronny as he makes his way into the gala.
All right, 5 o'clock. I'll tune in.
Like, oh my God! Like, Shine is getting so cocky. How dare him be like so aggressive and everything? Like, the guy was, you know, he was a fat guy, and now he's getting to be a little skinnier. And the guy thinks he knows everything. But you know what? Good for him. Cockiness is sexy, ladies and gentlemen. Let the man be. Let the man be. Leave him alone. Ka-ka!
Okay. Leave Sham alone.
That took every direction known to man. Yeah. I was very confused.
Jackson Ashing got a deal for you at Costco's Get Two Hot Dogs for $1.99. $1.99 each a hot dog. You can also go to the aisle at the grocery store, get some mushroom soup and some pasta, and make a great dish. Check it out. You can even add a little chicken. Bye bye.
All right.
All righty.
On this morning's show, Wiggy drops a major news bomb. Richie Fallon's plane went down. This also in, the Titanic sank, and the moon is not made of cheese.
Yeah, you might want to hold off on the Booyah tribe because I guess they're of Polynesian descent.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I would come back with Be Real, Cypress Hill.
Right.
Probably not a lot of Polynesian artists that have had a top 40 hit. Like, can you think of any?
I would say the one guy who sang...
Milli Vanilli?
No.
Melikaliki Maka?
Yes, who did Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, that's Bing Crosby did.
No, then he...
No, there's another one.
He was...
real big...
No, he's Hawaiian, though, I think.
Oh, does that not, like, Polynesian, Hawaiian, Samoan? Okay. Yeah. All right, I didn't know if Polynesian was
what
the...
What was that guy's name who did that version of Somewhere Over the...
Curtis should said it.
Who was it?
I don't know how to... I know that... It's a big gentleman. I don't know his name.
Amikiwaki. Yeah, you had
Please
said,
try again. Wiggs.
No.
Is it
I wasn't
Israel,
really...
comma, yes. Kawiwawili?
Yeah.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure if the if they fell under the Polynesian umbrella, you know, Samoans, Hawaiians, and that kind of thing. So, but you're saying he's Hawaiian.
Yes.
All right.
This Cinco de Mayo, try our new spicy Shimorita. Ingredients. Cayenne pepper in your left eye. Ghost pepper shoved in your mouth. Punch in the face by some woman named Rita with a salted rim.
That was a strange one, honestly.
That was just a question. I was trying to gauge the temperature of the room on it. You know, that's all.
No, that was a good Shimer, question.
But who names a drink after themselves at their wedding?
When you're getting married, like a lot of people do.
They do, it's really? Kind of,
that's point very popular.
Well, I could see if it was like a couple drink or something.
Right.
Like like she's going to do one. I'm going to do one. That's kind of like the whole thing. Like she prefers the whiskey drink. I prefer the tequila drink. So that's, you know.
What a lot of people also will do, a dog drink. So you would do one after Henry. Like Henry's Mule or something.
Huh. All right.
And they do a nice illustration of the dog next to it on the menu. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind the dog one. But.
There's a drink called the Black and Tan, right?
Yes.
Okay. That would probably be Henry's drink of choice.
That's Guinness and Harp.
Yeah, they don't serve that in the Seaport.
Our beer.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh, that's it? All right, Chime, thank you. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
It's electric!
Well, there you go. Thank you, Chime. Was brought up. The artist again, Courtney?
Israel, Kamakawio. Wait, hold on.
Yes.
No, I got it. Yes. Israel Kamakawiol.
Correct.
Yes.
Very big dude.
Yeah.
Very, very big dude. And I think, if I remember correctly, Manti Te'o thought he was dating him for 3 months. Is that correct?
I don't know about that one.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah.
We have several corrections, Wiggy, because we were talking about Hawaii.
Yeah.
And
Polynesian, because you asked, is this a top 40 Polynesian
hit?
And
so that is considered, Hawaii is considered of the Polynesian islands.
Yes.
Even though it is a state in America now.
Yeah, I guess similar to Samoans as well. Because when my kid was going to Arizona, there was a big Polynesian culture. And so that's when I brought Booyah Tribe, was a hip hop group. That was of, like, the Polynesian descent, but maybe Samoans.
Another correction to get on the record before we go from Owen from Rhode Island. Hey, Owen.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I heard you mention Cinco de Mayo and Independence Day, and it's got nothing to do with Independence Day.
It's an American holiday. They don't celebrate it in Mexico, Cinco de Mayo. I think if you look back, was it invented by the beer companies? Is that accurate information, or is that just like a thing that people say?
Is this like a whole, like, they wanted you to not eat meat on Fridays in Lent so they could pump up the fish market?
Yes. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I've always been told that.
Well, just go with it.
So do Mexican-Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Mexican Americans might. I don't.
So
I am
in Mexico, they don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
No,
I didn't know that.
No, but there is significance to May 5th in Mexico. I just don't believe that it is Mexican Independence Day. Haven't we? I'm sure we talked about this before at some point.
It says that Cinco de Mayo is an annual celebration held on May 5th to celebrate Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire at the Battle of
Puebla.
Okay.
Puebla.
It wasn't until the night I'm reading this on our Twitch feed right now. It wasn't until the 1980s that the holiday began to transform into the cultural and culinary event it is today. And it was marketers for beer companies that made the commercialization of it a popular thing.
So I didn't even know that.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us.
Oof.
If you have photos from Springfield, please send them. LocalLegendsGHS@gmail.com. I didn't get any more this morning, and Eamon wants to work on that.
No, we want to update everything on Twitch when it comes to the photo feed. And just a reminder before we go, that you would not be able to watch this show on Twitch if it were not for Springer's Jewelers. They bring you this show on Twitch every single day. And they, at Springer's, they don't just sell diamonds. They teach you how to buy diamonds, which is very important, guys. You're spending a lot of money, so get the expert advice you need. They have the best prices in New England, and you will also save money because they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. All right, Jones and Kiefer next. Go Celtics.
Go Seas.
Go Bill and Jordan at the Met Gala.
I'll pass out.
Bill is in New York.
He is?
Yes.
All right. Oh, boy.
God.
He's launching officially the book tour at NYU tomorrow morning.
All right. See ya. Bye.